listener production.
Hey, it's Rosie O'Brien. Police say a mother and daughter stabbed in their Ipswich home wouldn't be alive if not for the actions of first responders. They underwent surgery this morning and remain in a serious condition, while a 16-year-old boy has been charged with two counts of attempted murder. Detective Inspector David Breeze says another child was home at the time of the attack but was unharmed.
They're all from the same family and all reside at that address. One of the victims was able to call 000.
The Attorney General's met with the country's police ministers today to discuss gun laws. Ministers are expected to finalise recommendations on a national firearms register. It follows the massacre west of Brisbane last year that claimed the lives of six people, including two police officers and a bystander. The latest rate increase is being passed on in full by all of the big four banks. NAB, the ANZ and Commonwealth are joining Westpac in lifting their charges by 25 basis points in line with the Reserve Bank's decision earlier this week. And extraordinary data from Property Exchange Australia shows one in four sales across our eastern states in the past 2 years were purchased mortgage-free, in other words, cash sales.
Based on postcodes, there is an assumption that in many cases these are older people and they're moving to suburbs that are popular with an older demographic.
That's the Real Estate Institute of Queensland CEO Antonia Mercarella. She adds it suggests many boomers are unaffected by rising interest rates and their savings are actually benefiting from them. Manly have speedster Tom Trbojevic back for the club's clash with the Dolphins at Four Pines Park tonight, despite suffering a head knock playing in Origin 1. The Sea Eagles insist they have NRL clearance and Turbo was never diagnosed with concussion, but Dolphins coach Wayne Bennett has accused them of bending the rules. And sticking with Origin, Corey Parker gives us an update on Queensland's squad.
Joey Arrow is obviously going to be out. Tom Gilbert won't be there also with that shoulder injury. And that's just one game. We've still got another weekend of sport to go, so we'll wait and see.